Good morning. How's everybody doing today? You ever have those days? You ever have those days where you wake up tired? I think I'm having one of those days today. I was just telling my husband, my batteries didn't recharge very well last night, and I think I slept pretty well. So, interesting to notice sometimes, how your body feels. I think I'm just a little bit below home base today. Energy's a little bit lower than normal. And my brain is firing, but not as fast as it does sometimes. It's just really interesting to notice. I don't know that it's anything to fix because I don't really feel unsafe. I just feel a little slow. You ever feel like that? You ever just feel a little slow? So I am looking forward to tapping today because, tapping calms, but it also regulates. It gives you an opportunity to kind of just be present with how you feel. And you can acknowledge how your body feels. And tapping can either help it feel better, or it can calm the thoughts down that you have about how you feel. I'll give you an example. Let's say you have a lot of pain, okay? And you're really stressed because you have a lot of pain. Well, tapping on the pain can help calm the thoughts you have about the pain, become more accepting of the pain. Some of us live with chronic pain, whether it's arthritis or fibromyalgia or something else. Some of us just have pain. It's part of who we are. But when you are accepting of the pain, it is much, much easier to tolerate than when you're angry at it or upset that you have it. So today, I'm looking to see if Tracy is here. Tracy, if you're here, go ahead and raise your hand. I had a volunteer on the I'm trying to think of what call it was, feelings call, who wanted to tap through pain. So if you're here, Tracy, we'll go ahead and do that. And if not, I'll just talk for a few minutes about tapping. And if Tracy isn't here, and if anybody wants to tap with me today, if you have something you want to tap on, some feeling, some nervous system dysregulation, we'll just go with it. So as we talk about tapping, as we think about tapping today, and as we tap today, I would invite you to tap along with us, okay? Which means you don't have to have an intention. You can go ahead and write something down that you'd like to settle yourself down on. And you can just kind of tap along with us. Just hit the points with us. And see if that helps. One of the things my tapping coach tells me, and she, I'm gonna tell y'all, her name is Melanie. She is the most, if you think I'm calm and down to earth and not very easily excitable, Melanie is me times 10. And I asked her one time, I said, "Why do you think that is? How come you are always so steady, Eddie?" And she said, "It's because I tap all day long with my clients." It's called borrowed benefits. When you are consistently tapping, whether you have a focus for your tapping or you're tapping with someone else, you're keeping your amygdala nice and calm. And that amygdala is the part of your brain that fires up when it feels like something isn't safe, that's always looking for the dangers. It's your threat detector. So as we tap today, and I don't have any hands raised. I don't have any hand. If you want to tap, go ahead and raise your hand. As we tap today, I invite you to tap along with us. It's also okay. Thanks, Allison. I'll get to you in a second. I also like to think of it as money in the bank. You know how we all love to have a little nest egg, right? What if you had a nervous system nest egg and you put little pieces of regulation into your bank account all day long, so that you're able to stay closer to home base when you get dysregulated, when your nervous system gets all janky. That's what tapping can do. That's what barre benefits can do too. Kind of puts, it's like money in the bank for your nervous system and for your emotional resilience. Pretty cool stuff, right? All right, Allison, let's see what you got. I will say I have a hard stop today in an hour. So just know that ahead of time. Allison, let's get you up here and see what you got. Barre benefits is a pretty cool concept. I see Darlene likes it, so that's good. Hi there.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. So I just raised my hand because I missed the beginning and I didn't know if you were looking for a volunteer to tap with. So I'm open and available.
Have you tapped before?
Yes.
Okay, good. So you know that it's helped you in the past?
Absolutely. Yes. It
All right.
is. And I can even like tap when no one knows I'm tapping, like in a situation to help just calm the water. So yeah, I love that.
I often will sit here at my desk doing this. And yet, the cool thing is I can do it with my left hand while I'm writing with my right. So I'm getting all the benefits. So what do you want to coach on?
Oh, there's a couple different things. So maybe right now, maybe let's go finances. So I am making a decision against the judgment of my financial advisor. And he like is like, you have me for a reason. I don't think you should do this. And I have a different perspective instead of like the math will always math, like my nervous system is I will feel safer if I do this.
Okay. So when we tap in, this is, I want everyone to understand this. The more specific we can get about what we're tapping about, the more benefit you're likely to see. So I'm going to ask you, without getting too personal, how much can you tell me? Like, when did you make the decision?
Yes. So I made the decision a while ago. So I have like a condo and I had it paid off. And then I had crisis in my life and it happened overnight and I didn't know what the next life would look like. And now it's been 4.5 years of looking like this. And I had pulled money and just as a cushion. And so now I want to actually just pay it off and be done, and I'm going to rent it out. So I'm going to take money out of not my retirement account, but an investment account. And his thought is it's gaining more interest there. Leave it there because the interest rate on my mortgage isn't that much, and it's not a lot. And I get the math of it, but as a safety, as a nervous system, I don't want payment. I don't want any of that. And I'm going to rent out the condo and I'm putting it in an LLC. So I don't want like a bank in the middle of it.
Okay. So if we say you're going, is
So I think,
against a good word? Going against the decision of your financial advisor?
yes. And so I guess I'm second guessing myself. I'm making a not wise financial decision. I understand the interest is better, but from owning my comfort level of like that is what I want to do and staying in that instead of me, my brain going in and second guessing myself. I know my heart wants to just be done with it, but you know, does that make sense? Because he's really trying. He's like, you, and he's been with me for 20 some years. Like, you pay me to tell you not to do this. Why are you doing
All right. So when you think about this decision you made to pay off your condo, okay? Right? That's what we're doing. We're paying off the condo, right? When you think about that right now, how do you feel? When you think about
Free,
that decision, how do you feel?
safe, free, like relief.
Oh, okay. So if we talk about it from this perspective, though, if you think about how your financial advisor did not agree with your decision, how do you feel?
Then my brain is like, there you go, you did it again, you're bad with money.
Okay. So can you name the feeling?
Scared.
All
I'm
right.
already now, I'm feeling it.
So this is where we want to start, right? So how strong is the fear on a scale of 0 to 10?
It's like now it's like an 8, 9 because I'm feeling it in my teeth too, and my heart is fluttering. And that happened the other night when he called me, like too, it got triggered.
Okay. This is good. All right. So let's go side of the hand. Teeth. Is that what you said? Yeah, I heard you say teeth and heart fluttering. Look at me smile. I'm like, yay, something's going on. All right. Even though I feel this fear, no, even though I feel scared.
Okay, even though I feel scared,
And I feel it in my teeth and my heart is fluttering.
and I feel it in my teeth, and my heart is fluttering.
Just thinking about how my financial advisor doesn't agree with my decision.
Just thinking about how my financial advisor doesn't agree with my decision.
It must mean I'm bad with money.
It must mean I'm bad with money.
I deeply and completely accept myself.
I deeply and completely accept myself.
Does all that sound okay to say, Allison?
Yes, it feels, yeah, I'm still feeling my teeth, but yes.
Yeah, that's okay. That's okay. I just want to check my words. Okay. Even though I feel scared,
Even though I feel scared,
and I feel it in my teeth, and my heart is fluttering.
and I feel it in my teeth, and my heart is fluttering.
Just thinking about how my financial advisor doesn't agree with my decision.
Just thinking about how my financial advisor doesn't agree with my decision.
Must mean I'm bad with money.
Must mean I'm bad with money.
I deeply and completely accept myself.
I deeply and completely accept myself.
Even though I feel scared,
Even though I feel scared,
and I feel it in my teeth, and my heart is fluttering.
and I feel it in my teeth, and my heart is fluttering.
Just thinking about how my financial advisor doesn't agree with my decision.
Just thinking about how my financial advisor doesn't agree with my decision.
It must mean I'm bad with money.
It must mean I'm bad with money.
I deeply and completely accept myself.
I deeply and completely accept myself.
Okay, top of the head. Scared.
Scared.
Eyebrow points. Scared.
Scared.
Side of the eye. Scared.
Scared.
Under the eye. Scared.
Scared.
Under the nose. Scared.
Scared.
Under the mouth, scared.
Scared.
Collarbone points, scared.
Scared.
Under your arm, scared.
Scared.
Okay. 0 to 10 on the scared now.
I'd say like a 4.
Four. Does it still feel like scared?
A little bit.
Okay. So it's still in your teeth and
It
heart fluttering?
The heart's not fluttering anymore. It's just still in my teeth a little bit.
So let's see if we can calm it a little bit more. Even though I feel scared,
Even though I feel scared,
and I feel it in my teeth.
and I feel it in my teeth,
Just thinking about how my financial advisor doesn't agree with my decision.
just thinking about how my financial advisor doesn't agree with my decision,
Must mean I'm bad with money.
must mean I'm bad with money.
I deeply and completely accept myself.
I deeply and completely accept myself.
Even though I feel scared,
Even though I feel scared,
I feel it in my teeth.
I feel it in my teeth.
Just thinking about how my financial advisor doesn't agree with my decision.
Just thinking about how my financial advisor doesn't agree with my decision.
It must mean I'm bad with money.
It must mean I'm bad with money.
I deeply and completely accept myself.
I deeply and completely accept myself.
Even though I feel scared,
Even though I feel scared,
and I feel it in my teeth.
and I feel it in my teeth,
Just thinking about how my financial advisor doesn't agree with my decision.
Just thinking about how my financial advisor doesn't agree with my decision
Must mean I'm bad with money.
must mean I'm bad with money.
I deeply and completely accept myself.
I deeply and completely accept myself.
Even though I feel scared,
Even though I feel scared
and I feel it in my teeth.
and I feel it in my teeth.
Just thinking about how my financial advisor doesn't agree with my decision.
Just thinking about how my financial advisor doesn't agree with my decision
Must mean I'm bad with money.
must mean I'm bad with money.
I deeply and completely accept myself.
I deeply and completely accept myself.
Okay, top of the head. Scared.
Scared.
Eyebrow points. Scared.
Scared.
Side of the eye. Scared.
Scared.
Under the eye. Scared.
Scared.
Under the nose. Scared.
Scared.
Under the mouth. Scared.
Scared.
Collarbone points. Scared.
Scared.
And under your arm. Scared.
Scared.
Okay, where are you 0 to 10 now?
Like right now I'm at a zero. Thank you.
Yeah. So tell me when you think about the financial advisor and about how he advises one thing and you're choosing another, tell me what you're thinking.
I'm safe.
I'm safe. Why are you safe?
Because there's security in that instead of chasing, like, enough is okay. Like, I'd rather, like, yeah, I just feel like it's the right decision for me.
Okay. All right. So sometimes once we find resolution like that, we tap on the resolution after we get all the way down to a zero or a one. Okay. All right. This is called sneaking away. All right. I have all these techniques out. All right, so side of the hand. I took my fear from an 8 to a 0.
I took my fear from an 8 to a 0.
And now I feel safe.
And now I feel safe.
There's security in my decision.
There is security in my decision.
Enough is okay.
Enough is okay.
It's the right decision for me.
It's the right decision for me.
And I deeply and completely accept myself.
And I deeply and completely accept myself.
I took my fear from a zero, from an 8 to a 0.
I took my fear from an 8 to a 0.
And now I feel safe.
And now I feel safe.
There's security in my decision.
There's security in my decision.
Enough is okay.
Enough is okay.
It's the right decision for me.
It's the right decision for me.
And I deeply and completely accept myself.
And I deeply and completely accept myself.
I love how you say that. I do. I took my fear from an 8 to a 0.
I took my fear from an 8 to a 0.
And now I feel safe.
And now I feel safe.
There's security in my decision.
There's security in my decision.
Oh dear. There's security in my decision.
There's security in my decision.
Enough is okay.
Enough is okay.
It's the right decision for me.
It's the right decision for me.
And I deeply and completely accept myself.
And I deeply and completely accept myself.
Okay, top of the head. I'm safe.
I am safe.
Eyebrow points. There's security in my decision.
There's security in my decision.
Side of the eye. Enough is okay.
Enough is okay.
Under the eye. Safe.
Safe.
Under the nose. Safe.
Safe.
Under the mouth. Safe.
Safe.
Collarbone points. It's the right decision for me.
It's the right decision for me.
Under your arm. Safe.
Safe.
How's that feel?
Amazing. Thank you. I almost started crying. In a good way, like in a good way. Yeah, there was like release and I could feel it.
So now you have a tool to use when, when you disagree, ultimately, and we can coach on this, ultimately what you do with your money is your decision. He is your advisor. And I'm a firm believer in trust in your gut, right? There's safety in knowing what feels right to you. And so that's why I wrapped with that little sequence, if you will. Because you kept saying it's the right decision for me. It's the right decision. It feels safe. So that's what you remind yourself when you start to get a little activated, right? You tap on the problem, on the fear, and then you remind yourself, yeah, it's the right decision. Okay.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you.
Yeah. You good?
Yeah, I feel amazing. Yeah, thank you.
Awesome. All right. Thank you. See ya.
I'm probably gonna go cry, but in a good way.
Well, you're crying a good cry, right?
Yes. Yeah, it's like that release. So thank you.
Okay, awesome. All right, take care. Okay, Wendy, see what you got. Here she comes. I saw my video freeze for a minute. My internet went out yesterday. Because they're doing road construction at the bottom of the neighborhood. I was unhappy about that. So y'all send up a beacon to the internet gods that my internet stays solid today. Wendy, I cannot see you yet. Let's start your video.
Okay. Unable to access my Zoom camera settings. Ugh. Camera.
I think it is there a something at the very bottom of your screen that says video that you can click on? Because I can see your photo, which usually means your camera just needs to be turned on. Oh, there you are. Okay.
Unmute. I had my picture up. I'm
All right.
not dressed yet. I thought that'd be okay, but I realized I didn't even set my camera up, so it sent me to my settings, so that took a minute. Sorry.
Oh, that's no problem. And if you hadn't told me you weren't dressed yet, I wouldn't have known because your hair looks fantastic.
Ran a comb through it from my dining room table. I'm like, well, here goes.
You look great. You look great.
Thanks so much.
Okay, what's on your mind?
I am, oh my goodness, I forgot my tissues. Oh, no, I didn't. I am literally experiencing, like, I feel like I'm in a free fall panic. I really haven't even been able to talk about it since I got back from a
Okay.
funeral on Monday.
While you talk, I want you to tap on the side of your hand, okay? Okay.
All
Good.
right.
Let's do this. Let's do this. Let's go ahead and silently tap through the points. See if we can calm you a little bit so you can tell me what's wrong, okay?
Okay.
That sound all right? Are we just going to stay with the side of the hand for a minute? Maybe take a breath. That feels safe for you. Okay. Now let's go to the top of your head.
Oh.
Yeah, there you go. You might want to open your eyes. so you can see what I'm doing. Have you tapped before?
Yes, I have.
Awesome. Okay. And then eyebrow points. Okay, still breathing. Side of the eye. Under the eye. Under your nose. Under your mouth. Collarbone. Under your arm. Okay. Feel a little bit better?
Yeah, I always end with the top of the head. I never start with that. I always start with
Yeah.
the eyebrows. So I'm like closing my eyes. I'm like, I think we're doing the same point.
My coach does the same thing. We start here and end here. But when I went through my training, they started at the top of the head, and that made sense to me because you just kind of work your way
Work your way
down.
down, right? Never thought of it that way.
So tell me what's going on. Keep tapping on the side of your head. Okay. And make sure you've got your breath. Okay.
My husband's father died on July 1st. So he has been up there since the 2nd, working on details and wrapping up things. He was made the executor of his will, and he's been wrapping up his affairs and working on his property. And I had already known that he was the executor of the will, and the death was totally accidental, totally a shock, due to a fall, a bad fall in the home. But I had always assumed that we would sell the property, split it with Gwen, his sister, his only sister, and, go on a merry way, like put it in a retirement account, whatever. I didn't think that far. And as he's working through the financials and digging out, because bears mentioning that his father literally became a very bad hoarder. He has always been a hoarder, but it got much worse in the last 10 years of his life. So he's literally doing an excavation, trying to clear out. He's done three dumpsters full. And trying to convince me that it's in our best interest to move to South Carolina onto his father's property and into his father's house, which I don't want to do at all. Not at all.
Keep tapping.
And become clear to me over the last 3 weeks that my husband is like dead set on doing this with or without my approval. And I flew up there last Thursday for the funeral. My feelings were all written out and bullet points and my position, trying to approach this from a negotiation standpoint. And all of my ideas have been dismissed out of hand. And not taking my feelings into account at all. And he has come into some money. I understand that things have changed drastically for him. I've never felt so. Unheard, unmisunderstood, and misunderstood. And I understand my daughter lives in Atlanta and she's only a 2.5 hour drive from there. I understand that she's trying to get pregnant right now, and I do want to be closer to her. I do.
Okay, let's stop there for a minute. Okay, let's stop there and let's just do a simple sequence. Okay. Even though I'm feeling misunderstood.
Even though I'm feeling misunderstood.
Just thinking about my husband and his desire to move.
Just thinking about my husband and his desire to move.
I deeply and completely accept myself.
I deeply and completely accept myself.
Does that sound okay to say, Wendy? I deeply and completely accept myself. Is that okay to say? All
Yes.
right, good. Even though I'm feeling misunderstood,
Even though I'm feeling misunderstood.
just thinking about my husband and his desire to move.
Just thinking about my husband and his desire to move.
I deeply and completely accept myself.
I deeply and completely accept myself.
Even though I'm feeling misunderstood,
Even though I'm feeling misunderstood,
just thinking about my husband and his desire to move,
just thinking about my husband and his desire to move.
I deeply and completely accept myself.
I deeply and completely accept myself.
Okay, top of the head. Misunderstood.
Misunderstood.
Eyebrow points. Misunderstood.
Misunderstood.
Side of the eye. Misunderstood.
Misunderstood.
Under the eye. Misunderstood.
Misunderstood.
Under the nose, misunderstood.
Misunderstood.
Under the mouth, misunderstood.
Misunderstood.
Collarbone, misunderstood.
Misunderstood.
Under your arm, misunderstood.
Misunderstood.
Okay. Are you starting to calm a little bit?
Yes.
All right. You want to go through that again? Where would you put misunderstood on the 0 to 10 scale?
7.
Seven. And is that still the strongest feeling? When you think about your husband's desire to move,
More like my feelings of being discounted, ignored, and I kind of feel shocked by that. I feel not betrayed, but I feel like the rug's been pulled out from me. I feel like he's done a 180. So I feel like kind of like shocked and
shocked, betrayed, or ignored, which is the strongest?
shocked.
Okay. And how strong is shocked? 0 to 10.
10.
Okay. And where do you feel it in your body?
My heart.
Okay. That hand. Let's do this silently first, okay? I'm going to go through another round silently. Make sure you're breathing. Side of the hand. Top of the head. Eyebrow points. Side of the eye. Under the eye. Under the nose. Under the mouth. Collarbone points. And under your arm. So just taking a quick pause, get a drink of water if you have one. For everyone here, the reason we do this is when the feeling is so overwhelming and it's on a 10, we want to calm down silently first and then approach the feeling gently. Okay. So is it still a 10? Is it a little bit lower than a 10 now?
It's not a 10.
Okay. Where would you put it now? Okay.
I felt like I couldn't breathe. I had to start crying, and I don't feel that way anymore.
Do
Yeah.
you
By the
feel?
way, I listened to your last tap audibly right before I left, and I was so grateful because in the bathroom I was focusing on the fact that even though I feel this and this, I am safe. Even though I don't feel safe, I am safe right now. I am safe. I'm not in danger right now. And that's the
Let's say
only way
that.
I got through the weekend.
Yeah, let's say that. What was I going to say? Oh, well, it doesn't matter.
I'm not good with change anyway. So part of this is just my natural aversion to any kind of change, let alone so much change, moving north, moving to a side of a mountain, not feeling stable. I'm 65. It just seems counterintuitive and psychotic to even contemplate this. I feel unsafe beside that, like my marriage, everything. I feel like, is he going to leave? Is he going to come back? Are we still married? Are you even listening to me? But unsafe is the biggest thing I feel, in addition to shocked and betrayed and misunderstood.
So side of the hand. Even though I feel shocked
Even though I feel shocked
that my husband wants to make this move,
that my husband wants to make this move,
I feel it in my heart.
I feel it in my heart.
Right here, right now, I'm safe.
Right here, right now, I'm safe.
Even though I feel shocked
Even though I feel shocked
that my husband wants to make this move,
that my husband wants to make this move,
I feel it in my heart.
I feel it in my heart.
Right here, right now, I'm safe.
Right here, right now, I am safe.
Even though I feel shocked,
Even though I feel shocked,
I feel it in my heart.
I feel it in my heart.
Just thinking about how my husband wants to make this move.
Just thinking about how my husband wants to make this move.
Right here, right now, I'm safe.
Right here, right now, I'm safe.
Even though I feel shocked.
Even though I feel shocked,
And I feel it in my heart.
I feel it in my heart.
Just thinking about how my husband wants to make this move.
Just thinking about how my husband wants to make this move.
Right here, right now, I'm safe.
Right here, right now, I'm safe.
Okay, top of the head. Shocked.
Shocked.
Eyebrow points. I feel it in my heart.
Feel it in my heart.
Side of the eye. Shocked.
Shocked.
Under the eye. Shocked.
Shocked.
Under the nose. Shocked.
Shocked.
Under the mouth. Shocked.
Shocked.
Collarbone points. Shocked.
Shocked.
And your arm. Shocked.
Shocked.
Okay. We started at a five. Where do you think you are now with shocked?
Like a two.
Okay. Did another feeling come up, or is your whole system settling?
It's settling.
Okay. Why do you think it's settling?
I've just been in overdrive the whole time, like couldn't calm down. Only thing I could do was watch mindless TV and very like violent action movies till I passed out.
Violent action movie.
Like anything, the more action, the better. I was something
Okay.
lucky. I'm like watching people shoot each other. I'm like not thinking right now. I know that wasn't a long-term strategy, but that's the only coping mechanism. I
It
haven't
was
binged, which is a shock. I
yeah,
just got
so
sick of eating Southern food. I'm like, Chuck, I have to eat American cold food. It's 100 degrees here. Nothing fried. Nothing with sausage gravy on it. I have to eat tuna fish. And that's what
nothing with
I
sausage gravy on
I literally
That's
wasn't benching,
hysterical.
but I like blew up the salt, my legs. I couldn't even stand at the memorial.
Okay.
It was like a
So
living nightmare.
let's think about this then, okay? You are this shocked, betrayed, ignored. All of these feelings are likely to be triggered again. Okay? You're feeling better now because your amygdala has calmed a little bit. You've tapped through it. It sounds like you tapped through the first session too. So you've been tapping for about 45 minutes off and on. And I want you to see the power of a couple of things. The first is just that silent tapping, right? Just the silently going through the points. All right. There is power in doing that because these nerve endings, these nerve meridians right on these points, talk, send signals directly to your amygdala that it's okay to calm down. That is the physiology of this ancient Chinese medicine. People knew what they were doing. Okay. And then when you are triggered, when you start to see the emotion intensify, you very simply remember how we started. Even though I feel this because of that. Right here, right now, I'm safe. Okay. Even though I feel, and name it, but just name one. Okay. Name the strongest one. Because if you name like five or six, you're going to overwhelm yourself. Just name one. Because if you can calm one, you're likely going to calm all of them. So think about it. We've called out unheard, misunderstood, shocked, betrayed, ignored. It's all calmer now because we picked one, right? Okay. So you name the one emotion and then you say the reason as specifically as you can. Now, this is not, Husband wants to move is not super specific, but I didn't want to push you too far into specificity. So you could say, what's your husband's name?
Chuck.
Because Chuck said, and use his words. Okay. Because Kathy said, and use my words. Okay. Because last night Chuck said, okay. If you target your tapping that way, you are likely to bring your intensity down. That makes sense. That's
Yes.
the beauty of this is called clinical EFT. So you can go out to the Tapping Solution or any of those websites that have like preformed tapping sequences, and those might be helpful too. But when you can get very specific to your own situation and your own words, you're gonna, to me, it's a little bit more successful. It's a little bit more poignant because you're tapping on those things that your body created some threat around. And then the ending that seemed to help you more than anything was right here, right now, I'm safe. Right?
Yes,
Yeah.
absolutely. Because that's the biggest thing that it's triggered is a lack of safety and abandonment and all kind of issues that have to do with me not being safe at all.
So when you can bring yourself back to this moment, right here, right now, in this room, on this call, in my pajamas, whatever, with my hair combed, I'm safe. Okay, right here, right now, I'm safe. I often talk about that in concept when I talk about anxiety and future thinking and worries about the future. If you bring yourself right back to the present moment and recognize the safety in the present moment, it calms you enough so that you can think a little bit. Okay. I also want you to know, there's several people on this call. Y'all throw up a thumbs up or a heart if you find change hard. Anybody? You see all that? Our brains don't like change. Our habit brains, which are in charge most of the time, like routine, they like ease, they like just repeating the same cycles over and over again. Okay, when we throw in a little bit of a change or a bigger change, our habit brains go, hold on, folks, what's going on here? This is not what I'm used to doing. And then they shoot a signal to the amygdala that goes, danger, danger. Do you remember, you said you're 65, right?
Will
You remember Will
Robinson.
Robinson? Danger, Will Robinson, lost in space. Yeah,
Yeah.
that's what I think of. I think of that rabbit, robot. So understanding that your reactions are really normal and that your habit brain is just trying to wrap its head around what's going on, if you calm yourself enough, then your CEO can come online and you can go, okay, what is my next step here? How do I want to manage this? At least right now, in this moment, what do I want to do to create a little safety for myself?
Yeah, this is, I found this tool like 20 years ago when I couldn't even say the words because it was at that time it was literally the founder that created the tapping script. Can't remember his name. It's not George Harrison, but I keep saying George Harrison. It was like I completely love and accept myself. I couldn't even say that out loud. I
Yeah,
did
a
not,
lot of people
I didn't
can't.
love myself at all. I couldn't accept myself at all. But I got so used to it. I was like, look at me. I'm saying this out loud and I really believe it. So it's so helpful. And I love tapping. But when you're in the middle of a crisis and it's your amygdala that's checked out, it's like grasping at straws. You're like trying to breathe, like put your oxygen mask on. You need somebody to do it for you. I like
Yeah,
out on this call,
100%.
I never say something like this personal and this emotional, like live in a bathrobe, not even like makeup on. It's unheard of. But thank you so much. I feel like I can breathe now, and I feel like I'm gonna make it through the day. And I feel like I'm not gonna like I'm not answering the phone. I'm not calling my sister. I haven't told anyone I'm back in town. Nothing. So I just couldn't handle it. I couldn't handle a sentence without bursting into tears. And she's such a Leo. She'd be like calling my husband up, screaming at him because I'm so freaked out. And the last thing he said to me, which really hurt my feelings, was, "Well, you need to be in better shape to live here, to climb up and down and get in and out on a gravel 900-foot road, a 45-degree angle. So the fact that I'm not in shape is what's making me not want to move." And yeah, if I was in shape, I'd be more gung-ho about a lot of things. But saying that has made me like, well, now that my goal is get thinner so you can move to South Carolina, I'm like 180 degrees away from my main motivation, which is loving myself and caring for myself and treating myself with respect. And I feel like he's like put a kibosh on even my weight loss.
So let's think about this for just a minute, okay? So this is not tapping, this is coaching. You ready?
Okay.
Let's drop into your husband's head for a minute. Okay? He is likely dysregulated and doesn't even know it. He's grieving, he's processing mountains of hoarded materials. He's trying to figure out his next step, right? He's just trying to figure it out. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's gone through a major shock. You said your father-in-law, it was not an expected death. It was a shocking
Yeah.
death.
It
He's gone
was
through a shock,
a fall
a fall, right?
through the foundation, by the way, through the flooring in the
Yeah.
laundry room. So
So your husband is trying to process all this. Probably not from a super regulated place. Okay.
no,
And
he's
so,
completely insane. He's having like a crisis, a midlife crisis rolled into an estrangement, trying to patch it up and become the son he never was in his dad's eyes. And it's like,
yeah.
you don't have to move
So
in.
what if you just see if you can separate yourself from that for a minute and just notice what he's going through. Just kind of wrap it up, kind of like wrap it up in bubble wrap for a minute. Notice what he's going through and recognize that a lot of your reaction is matching his level of dysregulation. Okay, so we co-regulate. We always go to people who make us feel better, right? And sometimes those people in our lives that are like on a 10, we rise to that level as well. So if you can create a little space and notice what his nervous system is doing, it might give you more space to regulate yours. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. He's always been the calm, regulated one. He's always been the voice of reason. He's always been my port in a storm. I'm not used to being the steady one. I'm not used to being the one that's making rational sense, but he's not ready to listen. My daughter said yesterday, just wait till he gets through the financials and wait until you request him to get a inspection. Because part of my unsafeness is his father fell through the flooring and he wants me to move into this death trap. I feel like I'm like,
Yeah,
I don't want
that's
this
part of what
future.
doesn't feel safe. Sure. Your daughter is so wise. Your daughter is so wise. She is the steady calm in this equation, right?
Is. Yes. Yeah.
So maybe you try and match her, for her to say, just give it a moment until he gets an inspection. That's her CEO brain talking, right? That's her logical brain talking, right? Listen to her steadiness and her calm and create a little space to notice your husband. And then tap through your emotional spikes.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Oh, goodness. Oh, thank you so much. Thank you
That help?
very
You'll
much.
be okay. I hate to just leave you
I know
hanging.
you have to go. It's
But
fine.
are you going to be okay?
Yeah, I am. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Reach out to me and ask coaches if you need anything. I can't, it's not like I could go, side of the hand, Wendy.
Wendy.
But
Thank you
if
so
you run
much.
into any roadblocks, let me hear from you, okay?
Will do. Thank you.
All right. Take care.
How do I do this? Stop video.
Okay. Wow, right? I don't see any questions today. If you have any questions for me, go ahead and pop them in the Q&A. I have a couple more minutes. Let me check the chat and see if there's anything here. Remember, tapping money in the bank. You can sit in a meeting and pick one of the points to tap on. See, I'm just sitting here doing my collarbone points. That's one thing I was going to mention. Some people do, it's you find the collarbone points, you go just a little bit below them. Some people use two hands. I like hitting it with both hands, but you want to try and hit, sorry, I like hitting it with one hand, but you want to try and hit both points. Okay. It just makes it easy for me. All right. I'm not seeing any other questions. So if you guys are good, I'm going to turn you loose for the day. Robin says, thank you so much, Allison and Wendy, for opening yourselves up to being coached. It helped others so much more than you realized. Beautiful. Thank you for saying that, Robin. Thank you for saying that. All right, everybody. Have a good rest of your day and reach out if we can do anything for you. Okay. Darlene, yes, put your question in Ask Coaches. Did I see a question? I don't see a question. But if you want to throw it in Ask Coaches, that sounds great. All right. Y'all have a great day. Talk to you soon.